KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:08, we have fair to partly cloudy skies. It's 36 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for mostly sunny skies here today with the high around 71. Partly cloudy by this afternoon, though, and winds north at 5 to 10. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Cass County engineer Trent Wolkin on Tuesday announced the bridge replacement project on Olive Street, or County Road N16, 1 mile south of Interstate 80, between Boston and Chicago roads, is now open to traffic. Wolkin thanks area residents for their patience during the construction of that bridge replacement project. The Adams County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday released details about arrests dating back to August 28th. On the 28th, deputies arrested 23-year-old Dakota Michael Grund of Council Bluffs at Lake Icaria Campground for public intoxication. Grund was being held on a $300 bond. On September the 4th, Adams County deputies arrested Amanda Brown of Creston for simple assault at the Adams County Speedway. She was held without bond for a time. On September the 5th, deputies arrested Donald Jones Sterling for public intoxication, and he was from Illinois. He was arrested at 120th and Sycamore and taken to the Adams County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. Also on September 5th, deputies arrested Seamus Gunning of Orlando, Florida, at the Corning Hotel for a domestic abuse assault. He was held without bond. On September 7th, deputies arrested Charles Reagan of Omaha, Nebraska, at Lake Binder for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was held on a $1,300 bond. Also on September 7th, deputies arrested Sherry Jo Waters of Gravity in Corning for public intoxication. On September the 12th, deputies arrested Lane Douglas Ruby of Creston at Highway 34 and Walnut Avenue for OWI and possession of a firearm while intoxicated. Ruby was held without bond. Also on September the 12th, deputies arrested Austin Michael Reed of St. Joseph, Missouri on a Missouri warrant for possession of child pornography. Reed was taken to the Adams County Jail and held awaiting extradition to Missouri. The Creston Police Department reports one person suffered possible unknown injuries during a collision Monday afternoon. Authorities say a 2019 GMC Terrain SUV driven by 24-year-old Shannon Marie Patricia Gravelin of Creston was stopped in traffic at a red light on Sumner Avenue facing north in the inside lane. The driver of a 2006 Ford 500, 31-year-old Alicia Renee Savala of Clearfield, was traveling north on Sumner and was distracted by a passenger in her vehicle. The car struck the rear of the SUV, causing a total of $1,700 damage. Gravelin complained of pain after the impact but was not transported to the hospital. Creston police cited Savala for failure to provide proof of financial liability, accident-related. Sheriff's officials in Guthrie County say a man from Guthrie Center was transported to the Guthrie County Hospital with possible unknown injuries following a single vehicle accident that took place Sunday night. Authorities say their investigation determined 75-year-old Lynn Roy Sparks was traveling on 180th Trail at around 8 p.m. Sunday when he lost control of his 2003 Ford Taurus on the gravel. The vehicle ended up in a ditch, causing Sparks and his wife to temporarily be unable to open their doors. The accident happened when Sparks was unable to clearly see the road due to tall grass in the ditches on both sides of the road. He contacted his son to pull the vehicle out of the ditch. Authorities found that vehicle in front of the new homestead in Guthrie Center, with damage to the car estimated at $6,000. Elsewhere in the news, for more than two decades, artist Ray Bubba Sorensen II of Greenfield has painted giant boulders at select sites across Iowa after painting the original Freedom Rock in 1999 in Adair County, south of Interstate 80. Sorensen and his family went on the Iowa County Freedom Rock Tour. Sorensen wrapped up his work on the 99th Freedom Rock at the Central City Fairgrounds over the weekend. Sorensen's wife, Maria, said that now the excitement turns to the 100th Freedom Rock. The centennial mark includes an auction to raise money for veterans' causes and secure a rock in the community with the best offer. Bids are being accepted now through November 1st, with the winning community to be announced on Veterans Day, November 11th. The 100th Freedom Rock is slated for completion in the winning community on or around July 4th, 2022. The couple says the auction is an ideal way for communities to demonstrate support and gratitude for our nation's service members and fund the needs of veterans. It's also a unique opportunity for cities that don't yet have a Freedom Rock to bid and join 99 of their peers across the state. Sorensen and his family will now focus on a Freedom Rock in every state adding to Freedom Rocks already placed in North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Missouri, Washington, and Nebraska. And the latest Iowa poll shows incumbent U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley has a big lead among registered voters, even before he's declared his intentions on running or not. The Iowa Republican leads former Democratic Congresswoman Abby Finkenauer 55-37%. The numbers suggest Grassley would have a good chance of winning an eighth term in office. Just 3 months ago, 64% of Iowans told poll takers they thought it was time for somebody else to fill Grassley's seat. The veteran politician says that he will announce whether he's running by November 11th, a year before the election. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.